Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today's episode is a mirror, because it's one thing to study metaphysics, to read the books, to quote the teachers, to know the laws. But at the end of the day, if you can't demonstrate a better life, if it's not showing up in your body, your money, your peace, then what do you really know? This isn't about shame. This is about integrity. Because the truth is, I didn't come here to study life. I came here to live it fully, freely, and abundantly. Let's root today's message in Matthew 7:20. By their fruits, you shall know them. It doesn't say by their words, by their degrees, by their intention. It says by their fruits. Because spiritual knowledge, when it's real, has evidence. It creates change, not just in your mind, but in your results, not just in your affirmations, but in your atmosphere. I remember the first time I read the quote by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. For all I know nothing if I cannot demonstrate a better life. It felt like truth I had already lived, but hadn't fully claimed yet. You see, in my 30s, I began to distance myself from traditional Christianity. Not because I stopped loving Jesus. If anything, that love only deepened, but I couldn't ignore what I had witnessed in his name. The manipulation, the shame, the contradiction between sacred text and actual fruit. And at the same time, I was beginning to wake up to the reality that some of the things I called into my life, big, hard, life-altering things, were a result of my own consciousness. One of the biggest turning points came in my late 20s. I was working 80-hour weeks. My marriage was crumbling. I was leading due diligence to take a company public. And my body began to whisper, enough. I started having twinges, weird sensations. Something felt off. So I went to the doctor and they diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis. Don't worry, I don't have it. But back then, I didn't know that yet. It was rough, terrifying, and ultimately inspiring chapter of my life, because that diagnosis cracked something open in me. It was the first time I went searching for something deeper than treatment, something more than hustle, something more than religious instruction. That's when I picked up the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And from that moment on, I've been going deeper and deeper into the power of the mind, the body, and the spirit as self. But for years, I used metaphysical principles privately. I was applying them to my life and business, but I wasn't claiming them publicly. Until one day, one of my dear friends, Brooke Brim, looked at me and said, Tina, you already live metaphysics. You just don't talk about it. She suggested I get some formal training, not to be legitimate, but to help me own what I was already doing. That's how I found the University of Metaphysics. That's when I discovered the work of Dr. Masters. And the moment I opened one of the required books, on the first page, I saw the quote, "For all I know nothing if I cannot demonstrate a better life." And I felt it. Every part of me said yes. Because by then, I had already learned the hard way. If the wisdom doesn't show up in your healing, in your peace, and in your wholeness, then it's not wisdom yet. It's just theory. By their fruits you shall know them. Matthew 7:20. The scripture didn't say by their attendance. It didn't say by how much they know. It didn't even say by how much they believe. It said by their fruits, by the evidence, by what's produced in their life. And when I reflect on the path that brought me here, from the multiple sclerosis diagnosis to a collapsing marriage and 80-hour work weeks to that quiet moment of surrender, sitting with a book that reminded me I could heal my life, I now see what fruit was trying to be born through me. And it wasn't just knowledge, it was demonstration. It was the divine saying, you don't need more scripture, you need to become one. Because I had been around people who knew the Bible front to back, but had no peace, no integrity, no alignment. And that's when I knew. The real gospel is what's reflected in your daily life. Not what you say on Sunday, but what you live on Monday. Jesus didn't just preach transformation, he demonstrated it. And that's what I believe calls us into too. Not just the appearance of faith, but the embodiment of the divine truth. So when Dr. Masters said, "For all I know nothing if I cannot demonstrate a better life," I saw it as a spiritual echo of Matthew 7:20. Because the world doesn't need more people who say they believe. The world needs people who walk into rooms and radiate peace. People whose lives are so aligned, you can feel their truth before they even speak. That's the kind of fruit I want. That's the kind of knowing I trust now. And if it doesn't lead to wholeness, it doesn't belong on my tree. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Spiritual law is never broken. We break ourselves against it." That one hit me because there were times I thought life was falling apart when in truth, I was simply out of alignment. I knew the words. I could quote the teachers, I understood the concepts, but I wasn't living them all the way. Not in my body, not in my breath, not in the way I moved through the world. And that's what metaphysics demands of you. It doesn't care what you say. It cares what you radiate. Neville Goddard teaches, you must become the thing you want to create. That means your inner world has to match the outer results you are calling in. You can't say you're abundant and keep entertaining poverty in your thoughts. You can't claim healing while still identifying with disease. You can't speak wholeness and still be out of integrity with your body, your rest, or your peace. And metaphysics doesn't shame you for that. It shows you. It says, look at your demonstration. Look at what's showing up. This is a printout of your consciousness. Are you ready to shift it? Because once I realized I had called some of those hard moments into my life, not out of punishment, but out of misalignment, I stopped pretending I didn't know how it happened. And I stopped fearing what that meant, because it also means this. If I created it, I can uncreate it. If I accept it, I can reject it. If it came from me, then I can change me. And when I did, my demonstration changed. I stop chasing. I stop performing. I stop needing to be deep. I just got honest, aligned, and clear. And now, I don't just talk about peace. I carry it. I don't just read about healing. I live it. And I don't just know metaphysics. I demonstrate truth. And that's how I know this is real. So now let's do some journaling. So take a breath and then let it out. This is not about being right. This is about being real. So let's get started. Here's number one. Where in your life have you been speaking spiritual truth but not fully living it? Identify the gap, no shame, just awareness. Number two, what is one area of your life where you know you're out of alignment with what you say you believe? What's the next small aligned action you could take? Number three, what is your current fruit? Look at your finances, your relationships, energy, health, business. What do they reflect back to you about what you've been practicing or tolerating? Number four, what spiritual or metaphysical truth do you know in your head but haven't yet trusted in your body or daily life? What would you shift if you actually lived that truth? Complete this sentence. I've read enough. I've studied enough. I am ready to finally demonstrate, and then let your soul finish it. Number six, what would it look like to stop trying to prove your belief to others and just let your life be the proof? Number seven, what kind of fruit do you want to bear next season? What would your day, your breath, your boundaries, and your vision look like if you align with that truth now? So now let's move to the affirmation and guided visualization. And this one is called, I Am the Living Demonstration. So speak these affirmations aloud, and if you can't, just let them resonate throughout your soul. I don't just study truth, I live it. I don't just believe in wholeness, I demonstrate it. I no longer perform peace, I radiate it. My results reflect my alignment. My life reflects my integrity. I walk in congruence. I live in truth. I do not need to convince others. My life is the evidence. Every breath, every step, every choice is a reflection of what I now know. I am the living demonstration of a better life. Now let's seal this with a visualization. So close your eyes. Take another deep breath. Picture a large mirror in front of you. Not a mirror of your face, but of your life. You step in front of it, and instead of seeing your image, you see your demonstration. The way your body holds peace now, the flow of your money, the alignment of your work, the energy of your home, the boundaries that keep you whole, the joy that no longer requires explanation. You smile because this isn't something you memorized, it's something you embodied. You no longer feel the need to prove what you believe because everything around you proves it for you. You lift your hand to the mirror and it glows. Your reflection becomes light, pure energy. No longer separated by belief and behavior, you've integrated them. You whisper softly, "I no longer know just to know. I know so I can live, and my life now reflects that knowing." You inhale deeply and exhale with certainty. The demonstration is already underway. You don't have to say much when your life speaks for you. You don't have to prove your knowledge. You don't have to quote every book. You don't even have to justify your shift. Because when you're truly in alignment, your presence says everything. The truth you live will always outshine the words you say, and your demonstration will always be your loudest testimony. So the next time you find yourself gathering in more knowledge, ask yourself this: am I collecting or am I living? And if the answer is I'm ready to live, then you already know enough. Now it's time to become it. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in evidence, rich in embodiment, and rich in the life your truth created. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happy, healthy, whole, rich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.